Next item on the agenda is item 10, proposal to amend 4VAC 2740-10 pertaining to snagging of fish. Mr. Gillingham, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Commissioner.
Commissioner.
Got this on Sunday afternoon.
Right. It's fresh off the press. Public hearing. It's the third time I've been before you on this measure.
Third time's a charm.
That's what I'm hoping. Threes abound. This public hearing to consider a proposal to amend 4VAC 20-740 pertaining to snagging of fish to include a prohibition on the towing of any fin fish species regulated by a possession limit. How do we get here? Well, it began really in December, is I think where we reached the tipping point of fish being towed, and it coincided with the fall run of big striped bass. Striped bass were being pulled behind the boat, towed for, I'll just say, whatever reason. But the public, both through calls, social media, and newspapers, told us we had to get something done. Staff also received reports of large cobia being towed last season during the cobia season. And in both cases, these events seem to coincide with cash and prize money tournaments. Last month's scheduled public hearing on this issue was postponed on the advice of the Regulatory Review Committee. They requested that the scope be expanded to a prohibition of towing just striped bass and cobia to any fish with an established possession limit. Their rationale was the inclusion of all species regulated with a possession limit, which is 19 in all, but not including sharks, will assist in the curtailing of the practice of high grading and substituting a larger fish for a smaller fish already in possession. The public hearing has been re-advertised for today and includes the prohibition of towing of any fish with a possession limit. If you look on page 4 behind the evaluation, you'll see the regulation and public hearing notice. The draft contains an addition of or adds towing, prohibition of towing of fish in the top. And then we added a new section, definitions, 20-740-15. Definition of towing a fish means tethering a fish by any method behind a vessel while the engine is running and in gear. Additionally, the scope of the regulation was broadened and to include it shall be unlawful for any person to tow any fin fish species regulated with possession limit. Back in January, early January, when FMET was the first to be briefed on this up three times, FMAC strongly supported a prohibition of towing of fish, but it was limited to striped bass and cobia. That, as they perceived, was the problem. Also in January, Mike Avery presented a preliminary report of what you got there, and showing that 76% of the people supported a prohibition of towing of striped bass and cobia, and he included a second question. 78% recommended prohibition of keeping or culling of any fish greater than 36 inches. last night, the FMAC met again, and after some discussion, they once again reaffirmed what they had said in the first place, that towing issue was important to them and something should be done, but it should be limited to striped bass and cobia. The rationale was, first of all, there's a number of other regulated species that are routinely trolled for bait for other fish, and the most notable exception is the American eel. At times they are pulled behind a boat at very slow speed while they're trolling for striped bass, live eel, and eels do have a possession limit. And the other rationale was they asked amongst themselves, they didn't see a problem with any other species of fish currently. So with that, again, the threes, staff recommendation, we recommend the commission amend 4VAC 20-740 pertaining to the snagging of fish to include a prohibition of towing of finfish to include one of the three options. Any finfish species regulated by a possession limit, which is the most restrictive. Any finfish with a possession limit less than 10, and that would eliminate or include several species that anglers have said, this is a problem, or just striped bass and cobia. Any questions? Try to answer.
Mr. Zedrin.
Go back to the definition of towing. The towing of fish means tethered a fish by any method behind a vessel while the engine is running and in gear. In Hatteras, we have people with these sea kayaks, and some of them have motors that run with on battery.
Okay.
And about a year ago, 2 years ago, right out of Hatteras Inlet, they got caught a 90-pound cobia. Would that come with, and if that was in Virginia, obviously, would that come under this regulation with a battery-powered motor?
I'm trying to think. I think in a case of even with a battery-powered motor, they would need to get a hull identification number from the game part.
Virginia registration number.
And that kind of puts them in, so they're a vessel as opposed to up there, and they have an engine. So I would say, yes, it would.
I guess it proves my point, is that it is ambiguous.
I mean, for example, like on DUI laws, you can't get convicted of driving under the influence on a road of the Commonwealth in a bicycle that you pedal. If you get convicted of drunk in public, maybe, but not driving, not a DUI, driving while intoxicated. Okay, and part of that stems from the fact that, you know, but let's change a little bit. That has gone on, and you can get convicted of a DUI riding a lawnmower or
a motor vehicle is right. Just a crux there.
And that's where I'm going with this thing here, is that, You know, this is actually what I said exactly happened there. So here's a guy that's got a seat going kayak, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of them at Hatteras. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, they rent charters. The charters take them out to sea,
motherships. Leave them,
and leave them, mm-hmm. and then they come back.
I thought about doing that with a number of people, but I don't
know. So here's a guy that's out there, and he sees marine resource people, so. He decides he's got this motor that runs on a battery, and he decides to row it. So is he illegal?
Not if he's rowing. Now, I'm trying to think back of your example. He was towing a fish and caught a cobia?
No, he caught a cobia.
He caught a cobia.
They're cobia fishing with a kayak.
If he is rowing the boat and right. The engine is in gear, he's got a problem. If the engine is not running and in gear and he wants to row it, he's good to go.
Right. Or if he's drifting with a fish. He's got a cobia on a stringer and wants to drift with it.
Okay.
But
But I like your issues when they come up. They're fun.
But
they are.
If he's ready to come in, he's got this fish, he wants to kill it, bring it on board and come on in.
We could get that fish on that kayak, not a 90-pound cobia.
Further questions of Lewis? Mr. Gillingham? Thank you, sir.
I would also point out, with Mr. Avery's comments, if you read that first page, he supports the regulation as written, but then he comes in, but he has exceptions to the rule.
Understand.
Again, he doesn't really support it as written, applying to all finfish.
Understand.
Okay.
This is a public hearing. Anyone in the public wish to be heard on this matter?
Can I say something about it?
Oh. Sure, absolutely. Public hearing. You got to come forward, sir, please. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you state your name for the record, please?
Captain Stephen Ayers. So the part of the actually towing the fish?
Yes, sir.
So, like, when you tow a fish after you catch it, it's burned up with lactic acid. So if you tow it and cool it down, the meat and everything is better. So I think there's a little misunderstanding between culling and actually towing the fish. So, I mean, you need to take that into consideration. And the fact that wherever you're getting your numbers from is kind of biased, too. So, you know.
Sure. Self-selected surveys tend to be that way.
Right. Yeah. Well, just
now I know. We
just, you know, it's not just cold. You know, it's really misunderstood.
Okay.
It actually helps the meat.
All right. Thank you. Yes, sir. Question.
Just more comments,
please.
I guess that also that point goes to Mr. Zedron's as well, in that the kayak, what we're trying, it seems like the intent of this regulation is to eliminate the culling process,
high grading,
which the kayaker was not doing. He was planning on keeping that fish and taking it in, and there might be other reasons to be towing the fish as well. I take it we designed it this way, forgive me, I wasn't at the last meeting, but as a law enforcement issue, that it's hard to distinguish. People would just immediately say when they're pulled over, well, I'm going to keep the fish if they got caught doing it.
What? And I tried to bring this up in the evaluation. What you've had historically is people catch a large fish, like a black drum or a cobia. They're either at anchor or they're drifting for fish. They're going to continue to fish. And they put the fish, and it's with cobia, the water's hot. And it's even hotter on the deck. They don't have cooler space for it. They'll leave the fish in the water. Both those species of fish are pretty tough. They'll stay alive. The thought is the meat will be in better condition. But when they get up and move, the fish comes on board, and they move. They either go in or they go to a different spot, and the fish go back in the water. The most recent issue, and the one that really, again, the tipping point was this past December, and it appears that a good bit of the towing that was going on with striped bass, they were trying to increase the weight of the fish by forcing water into its stomach. In the case that you referenced, that's not really the case, but once you to try to determine intent, as you did on some of these other earlier regulations, that how do you determine what is intent? And in order to preclude the towing of fish, we've got a pretty tight definition that doesn't allow to run the motor of a vessel with a fish overboard on whatever, a line or whatever behind the boat.
Yeah, I guess I still have a little bit of an issue with it. It just seems like we're trying to attack something with a broad regulation here that's going to have a couple unintended consequences. Maybe they're very minor.
I think, in all due respect, what we're trying to do is to protect. It may seem broad, but I think what we're doing is trying to protect those species, for example, striped bass, for example, that, yeah, most may be well-intended, but we're here. Any further comment, members of
the
commission?
Yeah, a couple comments. One that what the unintended consequence that I brought up and that we're a bit worried about is just the use of live bait, and people will power drift minnows and small spot for flounder, and so by that the boat's in gear. So they okay, we'll get rid of that. We'll say by regulate under possession limit. Okay, cool. But now, you know, the way that the regulation was written, it would preclude trolling eels, which has become, you know, the way of targeting large striped bass in the wintertime, because the eels have a possession limit. So, like, okay, now what do we do about that? And I suggest just put in there, this does not preclude the use of live bait. And I've been informed that's not good enough for law enforcement kind of thing, because I guess people could argue that they're trolling that cobia as a bait or something.
What's wrong with putting in there eels?
Well, you could put in species that you slow troll bluefish for small bluefish for king mackerel. Some people do with Spanish also. So you could try to nitpick that. The other part that they came up with a possession limit of 10 or less would take care of all those species. It would take care of eels, take care of the bluefish and that kind of thing. Now, I don't know about the future stuff. In a large part, this is an internet problem. And just recently in Florida, you had the towing of the shark backwards, which was I was always told you did to kill the shark that you were planning to keep. And these guys were towing the shark backwards. They were doing it at speed and skipping the thing on the surface. And they posted on Facebook, and everyone went crazy about it. And those dudes were arrested under animal cruelty laws. One of them was spending jail time, and the other was fighting it. But so this was a perception because this has been posted and the public pretty much demanded you do something, and I got a ton of, I'm sure Lewis did too.
We got 321 here on this one piece of paper.
Yeah, so I mean it was a big thing. Then the reason we slowed up was like, let's think about this so we don't mess up over, you know, exactly what you said is we don't do things we're not trying to do. So finfish last night, basically, just go back to what you said. Don't tow cobia and striped bass. That's the two fish that had an issue, and leave it at that. I don't know if staff has had an updated recommendation after thinking about this stuff.
We've not received any other public comments other than the one I handed you and a gentleman in the back, although I have to say the first finfish meeting in January, we had a good crowd of people, and there were some very passionate pleas in here by a number of folks. I mean, the message was, we don't like high grading or culling of fish, but you know, you can't, this isn't going to fix that.
What's your recommendation on that?
I guess it's the other way. Yeah. And that's really why I've had, you know, three levels of unlawfulness. What's advertised and what's the most restrictive, any finfish species regulated by a possession limit. Number two, any finfish species with a possession limit less than 10. As Ken meant, that was my attempt at trying to, without naming names, exclude those fish that are often trolled for bait. They've got a large possession limit. They're not likely to be high grading those fish. And then lastly, just limit it to the problem childs, cobia and striped bass.
Mr. France?
Yeah. You know, I like number three there. It makes it easy for enforcement. It eliminates the question about eels and little spot or whatever other species that may be involved. And Those are the two species that we're discussing in this issue anyway.
Yeah. Further comment?
I agree with Mr. Franz. I mean, the two species of striped bass and cobia, I mean, I think we could just use number three and be, that would make us very specific, get rid of all kinds of drama, details that aren't relevant.
May I ask law enforcement if they have a comment on it, just in case we're missing some, Colonel Alderman? You've heard what members of the commission have had to say about the regulation, proposed regulation. Do you have any comment on it or any?
Well, I would agree that we need to name the
probably just striped bass and cobia because that's where the problem is located. No, we haven't had any problems with any other fish that I'm aware of.
And we meet every month. So, okay, Colonel, thank you very much. Okay, the matter, I'm sorry. Okay, the matter's before the commission for action.
I move to approve staff recommendation with the restrictions on cobia and striped bass, excuse me.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Think about Dr. Neal. Throw your hands up. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Lewis. Appreciate it.